end of the letter of James. The first letter of Peter, chapter 1. Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners of the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead, to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance, reserved in the heavens for you, who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye exult, for a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honour in the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye know, on whom, though not now looking, but believing, ye exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning which salvation, prophets, who have prophesied of the grace towards you, sought out and searched out, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the sufferings which belonged to Christ, and the glories after these, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to you they ministered those things, which have now been announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven, which angels desire to look into. Wherefore, having girded up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope with perfect steadfastness in the grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As children of obedience, not conformed to your former lusts and your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, be ye also holy in all your conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye invoke as Father him who, without regard of persons, judges according to the work of each, pass your time of sojourn in fear, knowing that ye have been redeemed, not by corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation handed down from your fathers, but by precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ, foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but who has been manifested at the end of times for your sakes, who by him do believe on God, who has raised him from among the dead, and given him glory, that your faith and hope should be in God, having purified your souls by obedience to the truth, to unfeigned brotherly love, love one another out of a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God. Because all flesh is as grass, and all its glory as the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and its flower has fallen, but the word of the Lord abides for eternity. But this is the word which in the glad tidings is preached to you.